Hello!
Hello!
If you'd like to listen to Running Commentary ad-free and get access to other exciting advantages...
And support us in our dotage.
Yes, subscribe to us on Acast Plus now.
Subscribe to the Plus and get the good stuff from us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is Plush Care. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
We've forgotten the anti-venom serum.
No, I got that.
Oh, you got that. Okay, cool.
I've actually got the anti-venom, and also to balance things up, I'm carrying a snake.
Yes, and a couple of flares just in case.
Yeah, because I wanted to look cool afterwards, so I got my flares.
Shall we? Yes, let's go.
Let's do this.
Chesham.
Hello, Chesham, and goodbye, Chesham. Chesham. So we've ridden.
Wow, this is really cross country, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh,
this is really trail. Really loving the trail.
Around a tube station, we step off the tube into the mud. We're in Metroland, dear listener.
Yeah.
We've come all the way to Chesham.
Today we run. Today we run long time.
Yeah, that's
right. We go for a run today.
So, yeah, we got off the train. We've got to run through central Chesham.
All past
all Boots and Waterstones. Other pharmacies and bookshops are available. But then we're going into the fields.
Yeah.
And trails.
Nice.
How far do you want to go to that? How far are we going, Paul?
I think we're running for about 20 miles today.
20 miles.
But it's the first day where I'm running with a backpack.
Yeah. Is it a hydration pack? Has it got water built in?
It's got some water.
Have you got your water? Is it in a hard bottle or is it in a water bra?
Oh, no, it's got a water pack, but I didn't put any water in it.
Right.
I thought the pack just contained the water.
Right.
So I didn't think you had to bring your own water. Do you have to bring your own water? I'm only joking.
Yeah, I'm half joking.
I'm only joking.
All right, then let's talk kit, because I'm obviously somewhat further from my next ultra, but I wanted to remind myself of the... I'm carrying a lot of kit.
Yeah.
Possibly more than I need. In fact, somewhere in this backpack, I think, is a head torch.
All right, yeah, nice.
If we're out here in the dark,
which will inevitably happen.
but that's for you. I was going to give you that. That's my head torch to lend.
Thank you for the gift of the head torch.
Lend.
Oh, there we go. Brilliant.
Look at this. This challenging desert-like.
So are we going uphill already? Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Can you handle it?
Be like the mountain stage.
We've run into, I don't know if there's a name for this part. We're going past the sign in a second, we'll find out. But it's a very nice, non-challenging looking park. Lowndes Park.
All right, yeah.
Lowndes. This way. Just sort of warm you up on it, Paul. Lowndes Park is a pond. So yeah, what are you carrying? What's in that bag?
Not a lot. It doesn't weigh that much. I've got a towel, a couple of bananas, a Huel drink,
yep.
A t-shirt, tracksuit top,
Laptop,
cuddly toy, £20,000 in cash.
Moulinex Mad Mix.
Passport. Revolver.
Glock.
Just basically, yeah, Glock. Yeah, AK-47. Just basic stuff you need when...
9mm.
Just basic stuff you need when you go to Chesham.
Just... you know Chesham.
Yeah, you know, if you knew Chesham like I knew Chesham...
You know what it's like when you go around Lowndes Park.
So it's... it is an odd sensation running with a backpack, isn't it? It's a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, how much is yours weighing?
It's light.
Yeah, mine's light. Mine's about 2.5 kilos.
Right, that's not much, is it?
Which isn't much, no, but it's the first time I've ever run with it. And on the day it'll be, when you're setting off for the marathon to Sable, it'll be probably about 10.
I do find also that...
I'm not going to be able to do it.
They're good bits in that here in Yorkshire. Bits of kit are... I've got a couple of... I've got a rucksack which I wear to run in, and it works, you know.
Right.
I'm sure I've run with you in it. I run it with it, very light, but with all the shopping bags in it when I run up to the supermarket or whatever.
Right, yeah.
But I find it can change your gait.
Yes, it does.
It can kind of swing.
It's already changing my gait, yeah.
I find with these...
It's more of a scuttle, isn't it? A low scuttle.
This one, I just like the way it... really sort of hugs the body, so I don't feel like it's affecting my movement in quite the same way.
Yeah.
Because it's... I got my water bra. We are going uphill now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Got my water bra.
Yeah.
Around the front. And then a kind of detachable lozenge-shaped bit on the back, which is... So it really is like a waistcoat, tight-fitting waistcoat.
Yes, it's got to be.
With a pillow thing attached to it.
Yeah.
Here we go, cross country.
You've got to feel quite tight.
Cross country.
We're on the trail.
Trail time.
We're on the trail.
Running to the mud.
Beep, beep.
Turf meadows.
Sure.
Straight into the mud.
Oh, I can't stay up. Whoop.
So, yeah, and I like that. In fact, sometimes I wear this hydration vest without anything in the backpack bit and detach the backpack bit.
Right.
Just as a way of carrying, of having more pockets, you know?
Yeah.
Like if I want to, yeah, just.
So it's quite gnarled up, isn't it, already?
Yeah, but the funny thing is, it's tough underfoot.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, when you wear the backpack without anything in it,
yeah,
it can ride up.
Right.
It's actually better. It's very nicely designed.
It's better
because
when
it's designed to kind of...
Designed to...
balance itself up.
To hang low.
So I've actually got... I was going to get into it.
Yeah, what have you got in your...
Whatever the hell we're carrying. In the kind of cyclist's secret zippy bit in the back of the waistcoat.
Yeah.
Pocket you would not necessarily use, but you can get to like this. No, sneaky. In there, I've got a battery pack for the mobile.
Oh, that's good.
In case my phone runs out.
Yeah.
And also, like a weighted blanket. It's not going to ride up.
In case we need to get cosy tonight.
Sometimes, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Weighted blanket, we've got our phone charger. Can let our wives know
we're safe.
Safe in our...
Just in case they're worried.
...biffy bag.
So with the mobile phone charger, because obviously that's something I might have to take...
Yeah.
To Morocco. How long do they stay charged for?
Well,
just forever, sort of thing.
Yeah, my one, I've had a few actually, to be fair. Find a good one, because I've had a couple that kind of work once and then they don't work anymore.
Right.
But this one wasn't very expensive. Cost £20.
Right.
It's about...
Do they weigh a lot?
No, well, it would suit. This is, we're on an adverse camber. It's like sloping right to left and it's muddy. It will settle down.
Real, very hazardous.
Immediate test for the runners. Morning
immediate technical test.
Yeah, staying up so far. Yeah. It's like a bar of chocolate, you know what I mean? It's sort of pleasingly heavy.
Right.
Or like a big phone.
Okay.
And it carries charge your phone up about 4 times.
Right, okay.
And then you've got to charge it up again. But the best thing about it is... it holds that charge forever. So I'll often have it sitting in the bottom of my bag. I'm not talking about running now, just in life.
Yeah.
Sitting in the bottom of my bag for weeks because
I'm quite
efficient. My phone tends to be charged. And I thought, oh no, what am I going to do? Pull it out and it's good to go, you know. Slightly awkward to use on a run because Well, A, it's faffy.
Yeah.
And B, you've got to attach it to your phone with a wire and all that.
Right.
So keep going all the way left to try and avoid this, but there's no avoiding it. It's the slipperiness.
Yeah, we're just over...
You know, you're trying not to fall over, but it's a slippery slope. It actually is a slippery slope.
We're on a slippery slope. Yeah, so the idea is today we run about 20 miles.
Yep.
Wear the back. For me, it's getting used to wearing a backpack.
Yeah.
Drinking on the run.
Did you VAS up?
I did. I put some Vaseline.
Did you put it on the places where the backpack is?
Nipped. Yeah, put it on the old nipples and the old... on the shoulders, yeah.
I've got plasters on the nips.
Yeah.
I've got little... Oh, God!
Oh, mate. Oh,
it is a slippery slope.
Yeah. You all right?
I'm going up to the grassy side. Oh, can you hear that red kite? See, the red kites are circling, thinking if we go down...
Already.
If you do fall down, Paul, first thing to do, cover your eyes. My eyes! They want my eyes! Yeah.
Get the flare out. It's a nice day.
Yeah.
Nicer than we're used to in recent weeks, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, my phone warned me. I thought it was going to be great running conditions because it was going to be like 10, 11 degrees and just, oh, dear. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm not going to be able to stay up. I'm going down. I'm in a bush. No. I stayed up. Right. Jesus. I was like skiing.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at you. Look where we went.
Big skid. Big skid.
Oh, it's a shame in a way we're not videoing this, but that would be even more kit, wouldn't it? The great thing about this for you is, as everyone knows, the desert is incredibly
yes.
Muddy.
Really muddy.
It's muddy in a bucking, sheary, kind of fieldy kind of
anything,
way.
If anything, it's quite hot today. We can expect it to be even hotter in the desert.
Well, you've really been reading
That's
up on
what
this
I've
stuff.
Heard. It must be about, what, 15? Is it about 15?
I think more like 12.
About 12. So maybe about four times as hot.
We have officially given up on running for a second.
Yeah.
It's very slippery.
It's tricky because it's the slip with the camber, isn't it?
Yeah, and are you wearing trail shoes?
Not really, no.
Because I wanted to, but I can't find them. I've lost my trail shoes. I need new ones.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I really like my trail shoes, so they'll have to be the same. And that
and
means
they've been nicked.
Remembering what they were.
They've just disintegrated.
Yeah, they were. You misheard me. They haven't been nicked. They're Nike.
Right.
Oh no, they've been Nike'd.
They've gone.
No, I'm gonna go. I can't believe I didn't fall over just now.
Here we go.
I dread to think what that sounds like.
Right.
So yeah.
So now we're on a nice.
I'm carrying a little battery pack in a secret pocket.
Yeah.
I've got a bum bag full of. Fuel-based foodie delights.
All right, yeah, nice.
My actual pockets and my shorts in the front of the backpack have got all the stuff I need for a run, like tissues and my phone and my sunglasses and my reading glasses.
Yeah.
Because I've got the map.
Because we've got the map, yeah.
I can't look at without my reading glasses.
That's
They're the most
be
irritating
convenient.
Thing. I had them in a pocket, but I could hear them going like this. It was irritating the bejiggers out of me, so... They're in my hand now. That's perfect.
Hey, mate. Oh, no, we're all right.
And
so we're going right here, are we?
Straight down. Keep the fence on your right.
Straight down.
Downhill now. So the camber is on our side.
You've done this run before, haven't you?
I've done this bit a couple of times.
Right, okay.
And the whole run I've done once.
Yeah.
It was never muddy like this, Paul.
It's already... I thought
this is all for you.
It was going to freeze.
But in all seriousness, see, I was always training for a summer run, so... Well, maybe not. This is a nightmare.
No, sir.
You can see all the evidence from the time all the other people have slipped.
Yes.
It's very worrying. And then in the backpack, warm coat.
Right.
Food for afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Head torch. First few Encyclopedia Britannicas.
We've forgotten the anti-venom serum.
No, I got that.
Oh, you got that. Okay, cool.
I've actually got the anti-venom, and also to balance things up, I'm carrying a snake.
Yes. And a couple of flares, just in case.
Yeah, because I wanted to look cool afterwards. So I got my flares.
So we're coming down to a bit of road here.
They're more kind of bell bottoms. Yeah, we're crossing this road.
All right.
Don't worry, Paul, we're crossing it. Actually, I know we're joking about your Marathon de Sable, but coming down there was strongly reminiscent of Ban Arbor Kenyog, except the water mud up there was all red.
So we've done about, what, 15, 16 miles now?
Yeah, nearly there. Yeah. Kissing Gate, you're not going to... No? No? Okay, fair enough. Well, it's tradition in our family. Fair enough, fair enough. Cross the field, should be better. Finally get to put a couple of strides together.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I'm carrying. And frankly, it's quite a lot.
Yeah, it's just quite a bit. Yeah, a Monday adventure.
Yeah.
Under the searing heat.
And how was last week? Because a week ago we ran about 12, and it was a bit of a wander. That was quite exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I ran in total about 20 that day.
Oh, that's right, because you... Yeah, of course you did.
And then I did.
How was the rest of it? Did you notice it on the run back?
Yeah, I mean, it was all right. It's just, and then I did 20 the next day. I mean, we're chatting on the way here. It's just that sort of, the back-to-back long runs, it's, I can do them. And I sort of feel okay doing them, but it's obviously tiring.
Yes.
You set off with a slightly flat feeling, but I'm enjoying the runs. It's just the effect it has on the rest of my life. I'm just tired out.
Yeah, yeah,
Wednesday,
yeah.
Thursday, I'm just... I mean, I kipped on Monday and Tuesday afternoon. I don't know how people combine this with a full-time job.
No, we were just saying...
I don't know how
on
they
the train
do
here, no, a lot of correspondents are basically doing similar training schedules, similar plans with what they're going to do with their running. And you've all got blooming day jobs.
Yeah, it's it's madness. Well done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so, and then...
We're fakers, aren't we? We can run... You can run 2 days, 20 miles back-to-back and still feel like an imposter when you get online.
And have a little kip in the Arvo. Yeah. And then Wednesday I'm tired. Thursday did a two-hour run. Felt good but tired. Friday I was up north and I kind of bottled it, really. I ended up doing
The weather got very bad at the end of last week, didn't it?
Yeah, it was really... Just really wet. My kit was really wet setting off. Yep. I could feel my feet freezing. I just couldn't be bothered with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I still ran for like 10 and a half hours last week.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time on your
That's
feet.
That's plenty of time on your feet.
Yeah.
And sometimes, we've said this before recently, sometimes you've got to make that call.
Yeah, if you're lazy.
Kissing Gate.
Yeah.
Come on. No. No kisses. No kisses. Fair enough. I'm used to it, but no, it's fair enough. Oh. So, already been quite interesting underfoot so far, hasn't it?
Yeah,
we've gone.
This is a bit better.
We came across town through that park, up quite a muddy hill, then two stretches of adverse camber, one right to left, and then one downhill. Now we're crossing a couple of grassy fields.
This is perfect. Yeah,
it's not bad at all.
This is what you need.
A couple of magpies up ahead and left. Yep. Good morning, magpies.
So for joy, nice to see. Nice portent.
So have you run again since you abandoned that one on Friday?
No, I haven't. No, I've had 2 days off, and then so I've been doing loads of gigging. I was up in Manchester, gigging at the Frog and Bucket and the Beer Keller, which I really, really enjoyed, actually, but got to bed at 3 on Sunday morning. It's a pretty tiring weekend. Then I did a gig
you
last night.
You did a gig last night, didn't you? That's tough. What time were you in last night?
I was in a place called Eli.
I believe you said that when you got on stage.
It's known as Ely.
They've got a building there, haven't they? They've got a cathedrailer in Ely. Yeah.
So we're going down the Chiltern Link, is that what we're doing?
Oh, well, we're picking up the Chiltern Link later. I actually think the Chiltern Link goes... We're taking the second left.
Right.
We're going up a path with a fun name, actually, here. I'm not going to waste your time by getting my glasses out. But it's someone's hole.
Right, okay.
So that is hilarious.
Wookie hole, yeah.
I think we're all agreed.
Yeah.
Come on, Rob, you can see this. You can read that with your eyes.
Is it Cliff Butts hole? Is it... there's a thing here that says...
Literally got no idea. Don't know what I was doing, bringing this.
Here, it's down here, isn't it?
No, it's not down there.
Public Bridleway.
I said it's the second left.
All right, okay. We're running to... feels slightly magical. We're running to Tring, aren't we?
Yeah, we're gonna. It's a two-parter, so
maybe a four.
Yeah, we'll see. I meant a two-part run, but yeah, we're not gonna. You're gonna give you plenty of material for your long run.
Oh, there's gonna be content.
And the thing about me and you,
we call it content.
We're gonna get wittier and wiser and funnier and funnier. Yeah. There's no way 3 hours from now we're gonna.
No, no.
I
no,
don't
no.
know anything else.
Anything. Like nothing, sugar.
Nothing
I need
funny,
sugar.
Nothing real. This way.
I'm eating
Herbert's hole.
I'm eating there. Oh,
that's it.
Herbert.
Going all the way up Herbert's hole.
Right up
nothing,
it.
Nothing funnier than that.
Right up it.
And this is good. This is a nice little warm-up because it's very nice. Very simple. Oh, it's icy here. That's the same kind of temperature you're going to get in Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just a slight uphill.
Right.
Steady trail. Just a good warm-up, right?
Yeah.
And as long as we can stay upright.
And so what have you been up to with your...
I was just going to say, before we get to that, we're going all the way up to the hills above and west of Wendover to the...
Right.
There's a beacon there with an obelisk on it.
Okay, yeah.
And that is halfway for us.
Right.
And then we'll go from there along the Chilterns and the Ridgeway and the Icknield Way.
Right.
To Tring!
Nice, yeah.
Tring!
I do like Tring.
So, and hopefully the train home... we'll be slightly quicker than the
we set off at dawn basically to to get here. It took quite a while.
I mean, hopefully, I'm kind of hoping in a way that this stand us in good stead.
Not many people going the other way from London to Chesham, was there?
No
reverse commute.
No, and similarly, I think if you're here on a weekend, you'd see people walking their dogs, going for runs, maybe even the occasional pony, but there's no one here today.
No one here on a Monday morning.
No. But the sun
is
who
here.
Who are you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorry, in answer to your question, I went out on Wednesday.
Right.
After that long run on...
On the Monday.
Monday. And I wanted to go...
Because is that meant to be your long day sort of thing?
Well...
Sort of.
The last couple of weeks, I've tried to do less runs, longer runs.
Right.
So... And I'd done 12.
Yeah.
I thought, I'll take a day off on Tuesday. I'll go out on Wednesday. That'll be 8.
Right.
And then that'll be 20 altogether. And I can do a run to the park run at the weekend.
Yeah.
And something in between to make it up to around 30, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, I had one of those. It's kind of a classic training run for me, but I always seem to sneak up on them and half do them by accident. It was really good. Headed down to Victoria Park. I was tired from the Monday going out.
Yeah.
And didn't much fancy it. But because of the weather, it was cold, it starts slightly downhill.
I found myself going at 6:15 mile pace.
Well, I was going I was going faster than I'd intended.
Yeah.
I got to all those first 3-4 miles were 8 something.
Right.
And then when I got to the park,
yeah,
I thought, that's when I recognised I was going fast.
Yeah.
I probably got to the park and sped up a little bit, but only because it's a very tempting park and I was already going quite fast anyway, you know.
Right.
So I did 2 miles back to back there. Oh, deer. Did you see a deer?
I didn't
deer
know.
Just crossed the path in front of us.
Oh, nice.
It's like, what are you doing here on a Monday? It's Deer's Day. Yeah, I did 2:7:59 miles.
Right.
Back to back to the second.
Yeah.
So that was pleasingly.
Yeah, nice, yeah.
Metronomic. And then I made a late decision to embrace that and do a fast mile.
Right.
Because there's a small lap in Victoria Park, which is definitely a mile.
Yeah, nice.
So as I got to the 6-mile mark.
Yeah.
I put my foot down and ran what turned out to be a 7-minute mile.
Oh, nice. And then that's good fun, isn't it?
It felt really good.
It's all very pleasing, isn't it?
Look, the deer, there they are, loads.
Oh, there, wow.
Isn't that good?
Nice.
Hey, guys, don't mind
I feel like royalty.
Yeah.
Just deer on the grounds.
That's right.
Lovely.
Try and get a picture of them, we'll be lucky, but there they go. Zoom in later. Hey, nature.
Yeah.
You're the farmer.
Nice.
You're not from London.
Nice. So you're stuck in a 7 then? You gave yourself a little 7-minuter.
Yeah, and I was really, even at that kind of tempo, I'd be expecting kind of 8:50s and 9:20s, and it was more like 8.5s
right.
And 8s, and then there was a 7, you know, so...
Nice.
It felt really like a workout.
Yeah.
But then I went and did a gig in Chesham on Thursday night. Very nice.
Yeah.
A couple of my friends were in.
Right.
I'd already asked them to give me a lift to the station.
Yeah.
Oh, that puddle was deep.
Yeah.
I went into the knee.
Bit of quicksand.
And they were giving me a lift to the station afterwards. And my friend Tim said, it's definitely a train, is there, Rob? You're definitely going to catch a train. Long story short, I ended up having to make use of their spare bedroom.
Right, oh God.
So that was great.
Yeah, that's
And then I got up at 5:30 to get home and sort of pick up my life again on Friday morning.
Yeah.
And, so that was disastrous. Thursday and Friday kind of went out the window, both in life and in terms of running. So it became a lower mileage week.
Yeah, that, sometimes that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I went to...
I mean, I only managed 55 last week. It was pretty... I had to take my foot off the gas.
Yeah, nightmare.
Yeah.
Wow, wow,
Because if you do two long runs Monday, Tuesday, it takes care of things a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. You know. And I really do like, I'm sure others will have opinions on this, but it's an ongoing conversation we've been having. I just think peaking and, you know, long runs and days off rather than medium runs every day.
Yeah.
And also running at different speeds.
Yeah.
I think it's good training. I like it.
Of course it's good training. It's all good training.
But then I went to, we were at my sister-in-law and her husband's house.
Yeah.
On Friday night. And they live in Maidenhead.
Right.
And, lovely meal.
Yeah.
Lots of nice drinks.
Nice.
Well, what did I do on Saturday?
Park run!
Boop,
park
boop.
Run!
Maidenhead park run,
yeah. What was that like?
Yeah, it was good. The going was interesting because, of course, didn't want to drag myself out of bed.
Yeah.
And had a nice kind of echo in my...
What kind of booze are we talking about on Friday? What was the intake?
They're very much gourmands.
Right.
So we'd had some old Belgian creek. He'd mixed us some Vespers.
Right.
And there was other more generic lager in between the gaps. It was great.
Yeah.
Sri Lankan curry. I mean, the dreams are incredible.
Yeah.
I woke up exhausted after going to a party with Trini and Susanna on Friday night.
I had a... just if I could briefly share a dream I had the other day. I was back supporting dear old Michael McIntyre on tour again. And it was a big gig and I had a bit of a feeling of dread about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I was sort of above the gig on these steps looking towards the stage I was going to be on in about 5-10 minutes' time.
Yeah.
And I found myself...
Too real.
I found myself slipping over like a cliff edge.
Yeah.
To my imminent death.
Oh, no!
And I couldn't stop myself. And then I kind of woke up. What do you think that's about?
Yeah.
How do you... Some dreams are just so hard to interpret, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you dream you're going to do a gig and then you have a death.
Yeah.
What could it possibly mean?
And then it involves you physically dying as a sort of physical, spiritual being. Weird.
Yeah.
I'll have to write off
to... Was there anyone there telling you what not to wear?
I'll have to write off to one of those... To one of those dream interpreters
for
that.
Yeah, Google it.
Yeah. Sorry, I jumped in on the aisle.
No.
I must say, curry and lager doesn't feel like ideal park run prep for me, but that's because I think I'd struggle with that stomach-wise.
Yes.
But...
Well, I did, but I'm used to that.
Yeah.
I'm used to getting up in time to go into the toilet for three or four
two-hour
visits
before
8:45 a.m. But the nice... Yes, the maths on that was deliberately wrong, listeners.
The body finds its routine, doesn't it?
Yes.
Around these events.
But it was funny because my brother-in-law was like, I might go, I might not, I might not go. He's very fit, but he doesn't run that much.
Right.
Does like squash and weights and stuff.
Nice.
And he's does parkrun, but only occasionally. And it was just excellent because I couldn't pass from him whether he was going to go or not.
Right.
At first I thought he was saying, yeah, I might go, and he wasn't going to.
Right.
But it was much more like the roll of a dice than that, you know. Anyway, 8:40.
Yeah.
I came downstairs and there he was, ready to go.
Oh, wow.
So impressive.
What a nice surprise, yeah.
Oh, my word. I've decided as long as I can stay up.
Yeah.
I don't mind how deep I go. We're getting through another very muddy patch here. Muddy but sunny, but icy.
So how far away was the park run from your gaff then?
Well, my phone said it was a mile.
Right.
So I thought that'd be a really nice...
Nice little warm-up.
And it's also downhill. It's a gentle trot down the hill. And it really was, you know, with a friend. So we had a good old chat.
Yeah.
And, of course, the weather was terrible on Friday night. It wasn't really raining on Saturday morning, but the whole place was flooded.
Right.
We nearly got seriously
it's
down.
It's been so wet, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this mud is no surprise.
We're splashing through it today. I mean, yeah. It's and, wet in my foot.
Also, on that run down to the parkrun, there was someone heckled us from a car.
Oh, nice.
That's old school, isn't it?
That's a bit 80s, isn't it?
I thought you'd quite like that, although...
What did they... What? Knees up, what was it?
No discernible words.
All right. Okay.
So there was a van.
Right.
And the window was opened.
Yeah.
And the passenger called out wittily...
Yeah, yeah. he's probably just been kidnapped, to be fair. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I was...
Help!
I was confident that it wasn't, it wasn't positive.
Right.
And... my guess would be that they've lobbed us a W-bomb.
Right.
But I can't say for sure. But it is old school, isn't it? It's quite
tiresome. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. You don't do that anymore.
No. And you think, oh, well, it's all in good part or whatever. But I bet they do that with a woman on her own as well.
Yeah. It's a bit, it's garbage.
Anyway.
Garbage behaviour.
That was a thrill.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I experienced that ridiculousness.
Yeah.
And then... we went to this place where the run was. It's called something like Braywick Park.
Right.
I think there were more people there than usual because I think a lot of park runs were cancelled.
Right.
Because of course conditions.
Yeah.
They were making quite a lot of almost West Side Story-ish banter about the fact that there were a lot of people in from Higher Wycombe.
Right, okay, yeah. There's always a bit of local stuff that you don't quite understand.
They beat Blackpool in the battle of where you're from.
Right.
Anyone else from anywhere else. And at this stage, no one had said anywhere further than 10 miles away. So
right.
I said, Hackney?
Yeah.
Well, that went well.
Oh, that's good.
We got a laugh and a murmur of
good,
approval.
Good, like it, yeah.
Yeah. But also, it's funny because, like I say, it was slightly further than we thought.
Right.
And... we didn't really know the form when we got there.
Yeah.
And when the run director started doing her speech...
Yeah.
We just arrived.
Right.
I'd hung up my stuff.
Yeah.
And we were standing right next to her. And we'd done that thing where you accidentally look like you know exactly what you're doing.
Right. Okay.
I think they're pretty cool there at Maidenhead because they were very relaxed about, you know, I don't know... starting time and
right
what's happening on the course.
Yeah.
I also think that if they were a bit more rigid that they'd have cancelled.
Yeah.
Because it was
wet, wasn't it?
There was no less risk of falling than there is today.
Right.
It's pretty wet and they're pretty traily. But so it's great that they were chill about it and that was why it was so exciting. But
yeah.
I was absolutely terrified when it started because I just had no idea what was going to happen. I mean, she said...
How many people were there?
I think just a couple of hundred.
Right, okay.
So, in fact, there were 300 people there. I know that.
Right.
Which is great, you know, so it's really popular, but none of that... It wasn't reaching the point where it can't work, you know?
Yeah.
And I think everyone there has been there before and it's a little bit... I forget that people might not have been there, you know? Anyway, she said... Good warm-up. They had a speaker and everything. You could hear her. She was being strict with everyone listening. Oh, yeah, and they had pacers.
Oh, yeah.
21, 23.
Oh, that's interesting.
27, 30-something. Minute running, minute not running. You know, so right through the...
21's quite a good...
pacer, they had them.
Yeah, 21's quite a decent pacer, isn't it?
Well, on that course, I was like, oh, no one faster than 21. There's no one going faster than 21 there.
Right.
Not because of fitness, because of... the challenge, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, she said very bad conditions on the course, so we're doing the alternative route today. So I tuned in. Let's hear it. What's the alternative route? So watch out. Lots of puddles. What's the alternative route? She never said what the route was.
Right, okay.
And it was challenging. It was really good. It was a super combination of... tough underfoot,
yeah.
A really interesting course,
yeah.
And being a visitor, so actually literally not knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah, that is quite a nice experience, actually.
Yeah. Just kind of went with it, you know. It was the parkrun for that experience.
Just getting carried away with
it. Just full of surprises.
Yeah.
Me and my brother-in-law agreed to not try and run together, just to go, because we both kind of wanted to run as fast as we could, you know. So
right.
We got our headphones on, set off. It started on the grass.
Yeah.
Immediately, very wet.
Right.
Slippery grass. Very hard to build any pace. But of course, it's the beginning, so everyone's trying to at least. And this bit of the path is actually good. We've got a gravelly central bit, and I think it's because it's rained so hard, it's washed it away. Do you know what I mean? This path has been a river.
Nice, yeah, nice.
We're running up the dry riverbed. Oh, look, people. Shh. No more talking. No more silliness. So,
Monday morning.
Do you run here a lot?
Yeah.
Near Chesham?
Stand by!
And then it got on a path, gravelly path, but it had some big puddles on it.
Yeah.
And then there was a little cut that was totally a grassy, muddy path, but one that people had used a lot. And that was seriously treacherous. I saw someone ahead of me fall down.
Right.
You know, and they were running in little shorts at front of the parkrun speeds. Morning.
Hi, mate.
And they just slipped sideways. Do you know what I mean? They just went from upright to lying on their side.
Oh, my goodness.
In a muddy muddy puddle.
I assume they were trampled on by this.
Yeah, no one stopped.
Stampede, yeah. Thank you, Marshall.
They were hospitalised.
Yeah.
But it was chastening to see that.
Yeah.
Watch your foot.
It's a bit of a...
It's going to be a long day.
Alarm call, yeah.
It's going to be an embarrassing ride back in
in
my sister-in-law's car if I'm that muddy. Anyway, so I stayed up. And then he got back on the path, and it zigzagged right and zigzagged left, went to a bit that had a sign that saying the hill, which was a really steep downhill.
Right.
Curved right, curved round by a pond, went through a crossroads. This is like a blimmin' crazy golf course now,
right.
You know? And then the best bit, there was a long, not particularly muddy, straight bit next to a bank on your left. And that was a good moment for checking in with yourself, maintaining pace.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But then just when you got used to that, hard left, very steep, very short hill, and then you're back on the playing field. And it's easy to think, oh, yeah, that's one lap. When instead, we went along the edge of the playing field, turned right, just running further and further away from where you started. Very, very wet now. Another grassy. You know what, like football pitches get like in bad weather?
Yes,
like puddles hidden in the grass.
Yeah.
And that was exciting. And really long out to the hairpin and back again. And they did all of that again.
Oh, wow.
And I really had thought I was amazed that was only 2.5K.
Yeah.
And in fact, it was slightly less.
One of those where there's so much going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it was tough.
Yeah.
So it was tiring. You know, brilliant. I really enjoyed it. But the second time we got to that hairpin, we're going up here.
Right.
Look at this. Just saw a wren go into that holly. And we're going up a muddy track at the side of a field. That's not a kissing gate. Get off me. When we got back to the field and we had to go all the way out to the hairpin again, I couldn't believe it. But it was good. Just gradually.
So it was a two-lapper, was it?
Yeah. And it went actually slightly further than that. It got back to where you started, all the way down the side of the field again, then round the end. And there was a couple of people who, second time we went up that sharp pull onto the field, you know, youngsters who came past at that point.
Right.
And young woman looking very strong. And this bloke. And I thought, well, he's looking good, but he's taken 3K plus to get past me.
Yeah.
I'll try and stay with him.
He might be in my race.
He's getting away from me, but I'll keep him in my eye line, you know. And he stopped before the end.
Wow.
So that was quite satisfying for me.
Yeah.
Only just before the end. And I think he used the fact that he wasn't bothered for time as an excuse
to get out of jail, yeah,
to just stop the 100 metres early, you know. But yeah, so just a really, it was genuinely just a really different parkrun experience. Going with a friend, oh, poo there, watch out. Going with a friend, going on this, absolutely no idea where the course was going to go. Very treacherous underfoot. Yeah, quite a pacey workout, but 2 minutes slower than...
Yeah, it's been sort of bound to be a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Really? So many unknowns. And
I mean, it was 2 minutes slower than my last parkrun. I was first in my age category.
Okay.
So that will tell you
that's nice, yeah.
What's going on, you know.
Yeah. Tough little course.
Yeah. It was a thrill. So I missed a run and some exercise at the end of last week, but that parkrun kind of brought it all back. And I don't know how it's going to be today, but I could feel it in my legs for the rest
right.
of the weekend. I just think it's really tiring to run on challenging conditions underfoot.
Yeah, totally, yeah. As it is, we're going to feel this, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
It's constantly changing. It's good training for marathons, actually. Not in terms of wet, but in terms of adapting to underfoot stuff.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, my simple experience of trail ultra, both in execution and training, I'm reminded just right now that having to watch every step simultaneously means you don't obsess with the magnitude of the task at hand.
Yeah, you're in the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, which is great. Nice. So it's hard, but it's distracting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, at this next junction, we're at a kind of five-way junction here. So I'm going to make absolutely sure we go the right way.
Okay.
The reading glasses are coming out for the first time. Purely because, like you say, I've been here before. And when I was here before, I messed it up!
Yeah.
Not today. Today we get it right. Herbert's Hole, up the hill. That's a big bridle way to the left. The road coming down from the right. Yeah, we're going. I went that way, which was wrong.
Okay.
We go in and right.
All right, okay. We're going around here.
Nerd.
This is
turf. Maybe this today, at some point today, we should lay face down in this
yeah.
to
yeah.
prove
yeah.
that we can.
Ooh.
Get up again. Yeah. I was thinking laying down and just staying down. Yeah.
Yeah, this is really... This is wet, bruv.
But like you say, we joke about it, but it is all good training, right?
Yeah, it's really good training, yeah.
So how far out now and how are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine, yeah. I'm feeling fairly strong.
You're feeling strong, friend.
Yeah, feeling strong. Nice. I mean, we're not running very fast, are we?
No.
But we're just travelling.
That's right.
We're travelling on foot, brother.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think... Being in a position
it's
where you
really
can't even try
wet.
To run fast
yeah,
is a good thing.
Yeah, it's very hard to get any kind of tempo.
From here, we've got to hope it doesn't dry out because we're going to be wearing mud wellies.
Yeah.
So we've come up. We're on another path, which is like hedge on one side, barbed wire fence on the other.
So do you recognise this from the last time, did you?
Yeah, this is it.
Right.
Climbing up the edge of a field. Again, we're basically, you know, we got off the train behind the Chilterns, so we're climbing very gradually to the edge of the Chilterns.
Right.
But that's why what seems to be flat is gently climbing all the time. But eventually we'll drop down. It's going to be some ups and downs today, Paul.
And how did your mate get on?
Yeah, good. He was just behind me.
Right.
He came in. Actually, he was like a minute after me, but I was surprised. I saw him at the hairpin just back there. I think that's good for him.
Yeah.
And I was saying, he's like, oh, I'd like to, you know, I want to do it faster than 24.
Right.
He's like, if you go to a different parkrun next Saturday, you'll go faster than 24.
Mate, I'm just going to avail myself of that free.
And that's good going.
Yeah.
For somebody who might not have run last week, you know?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Through the mud.
So, we have gone 3 miles so far.
Have we?
Averaging...
Didn't feel like three. I mean, I thought we'd done about two, to be honest. But
yeah, no, we've done three.
We're doing all right.
But we're probably going faster than 15-minute-a-mile pace, but not much.
Yeah, yeah.
And unless there's patches where the surface is much easier.
Faster than 15-minute-mile pace?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're looking at travelling, you know, more than 4 miles an hour.
I was looking at the...
That head torch might come in handy.
I was looking at the times for the Marathon de Sable.
Yeah.
And the people who win it do sort of 12 kilometres an hour.
Right.
But the people who come 20th do about 8 kilometres an hour. So right. There's a huge drop-off.
Oh, yeah.
And most people do it about, you know, between 6 and 7.
Yeah.
So it's slow.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's bound to be.
Well, I ran solid in the Bannockburn Hedgehog.
Yeah.
And was not ashamed. Although... I walked a lot of it, but I walked all the steep uphills, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did it in 10.5 hours, and I was quite pleased with that.
Yeah.
And there was people there who did it in 4.
Yeah.
It's wow. Just hard to imagine what they were up to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Incredible.
I respect it so much. But it's not dissimilar to when I did Total Wipeout.
Yeah.
And a couple of those guys, one of them was Dean Macy. He just did the red balls. It was just wow. He just ran across them.
Wow.
I mean...
Yeah.
I've been on those balls, Paul. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah. These people are different potatoes, aren't they?
I think there's a... they should maybe combine Total Wipeout and the Marathon de Sable.
Yeah. I've sorted out my... I've chosen my tent.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to choose a tent. I mean, it's... Obviously, I don't know anyone else who's doing it, so you just get in there with loads of randoms and see how it works out. It gets done by nationality.
Yeah.
It's a mixed tent. There's women as well.
Yep.
And I'm sure I'll get to know those people a lot better.
Hold up. We're going that way. I'm just going to check that that's true. But if we're going downhill again, that means we're turning off here. Over the thing.
Oh, I'm sure I'll get to know those people a lot better during the experience, you know.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That'd be great.
Yeah, it should be.
So, do you get introduced to them before you get there?
No, I don't think so.
Because I know it's a different thing. But when Bud went to university,
yeah,
he was in a WhatsApp group with his flatmates before he got there. Which is great. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to have had that when I was his age.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad idea. I mean, we're 1081.
Yeah. Wait. 1081?
1081.
Have you heard what happened in 1081? 100
monsieur,
years ago
monsieur.
To this very day. Mordor.
We do.
1081. Sorry. Hey, hi. Ah, I nearly fell over for you then.
There's no escaping the mud. Hey, mate. Have fun.
Oh, that was a classic. That was the aforementioned book devil. I nearly did my big fall for the day in front of that.
I didn't expect to see anyone, really, but...
Yeah?
There we go.
Dogs need walking.
The narrow gate. We're through.
Well, did you notice those walkers we saw?
You what, mate?
Did you notice those walkers we saw?
Yeah.
Their rig was not dissimilar to ours.
Right.
They were wearing hydration vests.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, fancy sunglasses and stuff. I think they might be walking a long way today.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh!
That's a, that foot, was a foot deep puddle, which then flicks.
I notice you're bearing a little bit of ankle today, Rob.
Yeah.
You're gonna feel that a little bit.
Yeah, and I managed to somehow throw a log at myself.
Yeah, a little bit of damp ankle, evident.
As you can hear, Paul's behind me at the moment. So
yeah.
Get not old, a race, guys.
Get the old train on.
Ooh.
Get into the rhythm.
So. Okay, more and more information. Let's stick with this MDS stuff because I know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got the 10. I need to buy. I still need to buy a watch.
You've got a water bra, but you're not using it.
I don't know whether I don't know whether you actually need a watch, but I think a watch would help me just to know how long I'm going to be out, especially with a long phase.
Yeah.
I need a watch. I need a little coat.
Ah!
I need a sleeping bag.
Ooh. By the way, I was asleep. I'm not scared of little coats. Oh, not a little coat!
Yeah. I need another 4 months of training.
Yep.
I need a completely different mentality.
How many weeks away is it now?
It's about 5.5.
Yeah.
5.5, 6. So I've got another sort of 3 weeks of back-to-back long runs and real training and then getting used to the rucksack, which I feel okay with, but obviously it's a matter of ramping up the weight on it, you know,
yeah,
gradually.
Right. I feel like my use of rucksack today has been a lot more kind of method acting than yours.
Right.
I'm not confident, dear listener, that Paul's rucksack isn't just full of bubble wrap from the shop.
No, there's bits and bobs. Although it did still have its tag on, didn't it, on the way out. I'm going to have to get use it. It'll be like full metal jacket.
Sorry, this is nice.
My uniform.
Yeah, this We've is just nice. Come out onto a track, yeah. Kind of, it's still soft underfoot, like wood chippy, but no, not puddly.
Yeah, this is much better.
And we're going through woods.
Yeah.
It's good. A nice break for the feet.
Yeah.
That's why we're sprinting. We've hopped up to 6:40 minute miles. Just while we can. It's just good sense, isn't it, Paul?
I'm had a look at how to look after my feet for the marathon. There seems to be a lot of feet chat.
Yeah.
How
are your feet?
Essentially.
Are they problematic at all at the moment?
No, they don't seem to be. I mean, but obviously, I'm going to get all the, you know, the gaiters, you know, velcroed to the shoes and try and keep the sound out. So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people get a lot of problems with feet.
Yes.
I've never had problems with feet historically. But you
and
just don't know, do
you? What shoes are you thinking of wearing?
I'm thinking of just. Ooh, I think I'm just wearing these, but getting new ones for the race.
Yeah, same kind, but a new pair, right?
Yeah.
And what are they? How trail are they? Just long distance.
Yeah, they're sort of that.
Yeah. Have they got a plate inside?
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm not racing it.
Those Nike ones that I have got, if I haven't lost them.
Yeah.
Have got a plate inside.
Right.
But it's very well hidden. You wouldn't know it.
Right.
You just feel so protected, you know?
Yeah, that's nice.
It's like everything they do that's good for me is happening underfoot.
Right.
So from the top, I'm feeling light, supported. They're not too rigid.
Yeah.
But underneath, they're simultaneously protecting me from, you know, they'd be protecting me from this. Not
yes.
That this is
yeah, yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And they've got...
Give you a bit of energy.
They're quite cleaty.
Right.
So they're easier, less slippy. I love them.
Yeah, I've just stumbled upon these. I mean, there's no sort of rhyme or reason. I really have problems with the shoes I wear, really. But
yeah,
these fit. You'd be daft to experiment with new ones for the race.
No, if you've got something good.
I've done all my long distance running in these, no problem.
Yeah, so. Yeah. If you can go out and do 20 miles and then come home happy.
Yeah.
It's got to be a good thing, hasn't
yeah.
it? But as you say, we just haven't got any experience with sand.
No.
Are you going to be able to do any running in North Devon?
Nah, I'm not. I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's going to be completely.
Well,
there's
maybe
so many.
You should go down to Priory Park and just run around the sandpit.
Yeah, just do that.
For
just
hours and hours and hours.
Getting Clissold Park.
Kicking toddlers.
Just really annoy the kids. Training for the marathon. Just like getting full kit.
Yeah.
Endless mini laps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Out of my way.
This is nice. Look, coming down.
Yeah, this is
into
beautiful.
A valley. There's a. He's like, well, I was just going to look at the map, but I'll let it tell us where we went because we're going down this way. And that's what.
We're going down here?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Although the only thing is, we've just got back to, you know, society. Just ready to go into the bushes.
All right, yeah,
and
I know.
Just posh houses.
It's getting the timing right.
Into these
that,
bushes,
yeah.
That's a greenhouse. There's a garden.
These are nice.
It.
These are proper nice gaffs, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
So this is, we're on the edge of the Chilterns here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
We're going to get near to Chuckles. Do you know?
Yeah, nice. Oh. See David and the gang.
That's right. Rishi?
Yes, he'll Rish.
Keep up.
No, but old Cameron's part of the Chiltern set, isn't he?
Yeah, he very much is. I think he actually, because he's the MP for Whitney.
Don't know.
The other one.
Here we go.
Hosses. Stable action.
Yep. Through the stables.
And here we go, across the road into another wood.
Nice. Thus far, it's been a nice little course, hasn't it?
Yeah, even the worst of it is just, it's obvious, you know, it's thick mud underfoot and you deal with it.
Yeah.
No, not this one.
No. Not yet.
Yeah, that'll be when we know you're having an interesting day, is when
I'm
you go, oh, go on then.
Yeah.
You've been a human contact. I'm thinking I might go on to... Oh, this is muddy.
Yeah.
Go on to...
here we go.
Having my salt tablets.
Oh, what now, today?
Yeah, because I noticed when we stopped back there, I am sweating.
Yeah.
So it's a good habit to get into. I said we've been going about 3/4 an hour.
Yeah.
I think roughly every 3/4 an hour, I'm going to have one of these... Lemon and lime
one
salt
of these
tablets.
Salt
They're
tablet
salt
babies.
Sticks.
Right.
And, you know, even if I don't particularly need them, for practice, right?
Yeah.
To build the habit. So I'm going to do that in a minute. I'm going to get a tablet out. That's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Taking the tablets.
This is a beautiful bit of woodland.
Yeah, this is lovely.
I can take a picture without stopping. It's like one of those hollow way roads going up through the woods, but it's really wide. It's not steep. It's not banked, but there's like a gentle valley of scrub on either side of us, and the mud that was by the gate is cleared up.
So are you...
Tonk's looking strong.
Are you ramping up a bit for Brighton then, Rob, or what?
Well,
when is Brighton? In April?
It's the first weekend of April.
Right.
Maybe April the 7th.
Yeah.
And I think I've been kind of vampirically lifting your MDS training.
Yeah.
Partly because I'm scared about my 100k in June.
Yeah.
Partly because I like it.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
And then there's...
So this will be long. This is a long run for that.
But it's my...
Strength.
These are my long runs before Brighton, you know.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. Yeah.
I'll be doing another one of these in the Peak District next week.
Right.
And that's why it's nice to get out and run a tempo run midweek.
Yeah, because or else it's all really slow.
I'm not really training for pace.
Slow. Yeah.
But with my experience at Brighton, I'm more interested in feeling strong. I mean, even if I take it at a bit of a lick, I still want to be strong enough that doesn't completely break me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a shame not to do a half somewhere along the way.
There's so many halves happening at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, it's the season.
Of course, it's for the spring marathons.
Yeah,
isn't
and
it?
There were loads of them this weekend.
Yes.
Sorry,
and some super solid times posted as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're not carrying PBs right now, but congratulations, everyone. We will hoover all of those
we'll
up.
We'll get to those, yeah.
But I've got a feeling that by the time we do them,
there'll be some
A,
more.
There's going to be loads, and B, yeah, it'll be some of the same people beating themselves. Really, very
so
impressive.
Good for confidence, isn't it, on your way to a marathon, getting those half marathon PBs.
I was daydreaming, almost kiboshily, if you will.
Yeah.
About doing the Cambridge Half Marathon next year. Because, you know, I might have someone living in Cambridge by then.
Oh, of course.
Oh, Rob, no, don't even mention it.
How
clutch word,
fun.
Touch word.
What fun.
So.
Yeah, that could be very exciting.
But I'm sorry, yes, I looked at...
I was thinking of doing the... Wandsworth Prison Half Marathon.
Oh, same reason.
Next year as well. Yeah, I mean, there might be someone.
Hey,
I might know someone in there.
Hold these a minute, would you? Sorry to bother you and stop you, but I'm going behind that tree.
Spring has sprung. Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Thanks.
Go for it, baby.
Woo. psyching yourself up with the big tunes. Yeah!
I wonder how it's going to be.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Doing the sampler without any kind of music, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's... I've just got nothing to compare it to because I've never ran with music.
Yeah.
So it would feel a bit... I don't know. You're out for so long. I don't know whether it help or... I mean, you've done eight hours running with earphones, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And it suits you, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just good distraction. Yeah. I mean, sometimes... I mean, I always run with music, so I'm very used to it. I do feel... You know, people would say, oh, yeah, you're missing out on the... I feel like if I was here listening to music, I'd still be taking it all in.
Yeah.
Saying hello to people, seeing all the birds and stuff, you know. But then sometimes the music doesn't touch you. It's just kind of coming past, like having the radio
right.
on.
Yeah.
And then other times...
It really gives you...
You're in it. It really helps.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's always a distraction. It's always just a... It's like running with a friend. But that's the other thing is you should run with a... I mean, podcast or an audiobook, you know?
Yeah, it's just sort of...
Or just a tape of yourself saying, go on, Paul.
I just go sort on. Of...
Go on.
I suppose it's just because I just never did, so...
Yeah.
It would feel really alien to me, but...
We go either way here. Let's go through the woods.
Okay. But I'm sure there'll be times when I crave distraction.
Yeah, yeah. But you'll also be with people a bit, maybe.
Yes, yeah.
My old friend, Jenny, she's a bit older than me. She's mid-60s. She's doing the old Camino.
Oh, nice.
She's okay. off soon to run.
Oh, brilliant.
To walk.
Yeah.
Hundreds of miles through, like, the Pyrenees and stuff.
Nice.
And, yeah, just amazing. But the reason I thought of it just then, and, like, also, interestingly, is the same with the kids when they go travelling, is you plan in... The beginning,
yeah,
and then you got to see who you're going to meet, what's going to happen.
Yes, you know, you just don't know, do you?
Right, sorry about the repeated stopping. No, I want to be sure here.
Of course, yeah.
I think we can go left and follow this track. Hold those again.
Got it.
I've got to go over the page. Good, we've picked a windy place to stop. Can you do the map? Okay, so we just. Crossed the roads there.
Yeah.
Came down through the woods there.
Yeah, left. Yep, yeah.
And then we just got the... We're there.
Right,
so we don't want to go left here. We want to stay, keep the fence on the
yeah,
right and carry on
right,
to that
yeah.
pub.
Cool.
If that pub's open, we're not stopping, Paul, yeah. no matter what you say.
Yeah.
Good. Important map check.
Yep.
Didn't take
good.
Too long.
No.
Irritatingly did it without the glasses.
That was good.
Ow. Ran into a post.
Yeah, there'll be... Hopefully I will. Obviously I'll meet the people in the tents, but I'm hoping to meet a few folk out there. You know,
I mean, it'll be entirely based on people whose pace matches yours.
Yes, of course. Yeah, yeah. There is a seems to be a lot of people who do Marathon de Sable who don't do that much running.
Yeah, right.
But they're just very fit and do loads of weights and. Exercises of then a bit of running and then just do it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Save their legs for it kind of thing.
Fascinating, the different approaches.
Yeah, it's a whole another way to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Or does it make sense?
Yeah, I don't think it would for me necessarily. But
well, the thing is...
I'll find out.
I think that that's a good thing for you, and certainly in my life, is that... running, that's what I do.
Yeah, I like running.
So even the Marathon de Sable is
yeah,
just
like
comes
running.
In
it's running.
Within that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there'll be lots of walking as well, but there'll
yeah.
be bits and bobs of running. And it's that thing of, like, getting used to starting running again, which you've talked about.
Yes.
Just,
yeah.
I think, just trying to get into that headspace where you see running as the default.
Yes.
Because I think it would be very easy in the Marathon de Sable to... See walking as the default and running as the occasional experience. I mean, we'll see how long that lasts. But
yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying.
People end up walking a lot more than they think they will.
And actually...
Which, you know, will probably be end up being mean, let's face it.
I remember when I trained for my first marathon.
Yeah.
I was so paranoid about kind of losing running. Like, the whole idea of running just falling away from me at any point, you know?
Yeah.
And when I started training long, I remember running... 14, might have been 20 miles anyway. It's a long training run, and I just kind of ran through London.
Yeah.
I ran down to the river, and then ran along it to the west, and then just turned and headed home. So I was going right through, like, the West End and stuff. And I was so paranoid about stopping to cross the road.
Right.
I thought, if I stop to cross the road here, my legs are going to seize up.
Were you one of those jogging on the spotters?
Yeah.
Which I do, I must say. Yeah,
keep them warm. I mean, it makes sense, but I was terrified, you know.
Yeah.
And one of the things I love about, funny enough, I was a bit, you know, felt a bit bad just then stopping and looking at the map, but that's one of the things I loved about the events I've done, is that sense of when you're doing enough running like this, when you get to a stop,
you can stop.
You kind of take a moment.
Yeah.
You eat the, you can still hear the music of the run in your soul. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You could stop for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And eat something, sit down, go for a wee, have a drink.
Then, and then just get back
and then
into it.
Keep running. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like anything. It doesn't feel like you've broken any rules. I'm sure if 5 minutes becomes 10, 15, I'll get up in a minute, you know. And then it's very real. It's physical, isn't it? Your feet, your legs seize up.
Yes, absolutely.
When you've run a long way and then you stop, you stiffen up. But I do love that kind of gentler stop and look at the map type deal. Just a little observation there.
Can't use this.
You're just trying to drink out of that bottle.
Yeah.
Paul's got
not
a bottle.
Working, mate.
He's got a bottle in a pocket, but it's a hard bottle.
It's a hard bottle, yeah.
If he was drinking through his ear, it'd be ideal. I don't think he can quite get it to his mouth. Is that true?
No, it's just, well, it's just working at how this works there. Should I do something with it there? This is a technical thing.
Yeah, it's like a hamster thing. This is like a...
It's a dial.
It's a release. No, it's not a dial. You bite, when you put it in your mouth, bite into that edge.
Okay.
And it breaks the seal. Imagine you're a hamster.
Mm.
Remember, you're a wumble. Imagine you're a hamster.
It's not great.
All right, I'm just singing. That gate's open.
Oh dear.
All right.
Oh. But not an extremely unscary
that
dog.
That is the least scary dog I've seen.
Thankfully.
Even I wasn't scared of that dog. And that is saying something. We're getting into a village here called, well, we're in the north end of Lee Common, apparently.
Yeah. This is England.
Yes.
This is England. The old garage.
We want to go right and left here.
Okay.
Keep the pub on our left. Go up behind it. The pub's called the Cock and Rabbit. I'll be the rabbit.
Nice.
Oh, this is lovely, isn't
it? It is really nice.
Get into a little village green.
Yeah.
War Memorial, those red brick cottages and magpie, morning magpie. Lee Common. I see now why they call it Lee Common. A bit more road. I mistakenly...
So I'm not getting anything out of this water thing, even if I bite on it.
Let's see.
It's a tad.
Show me.
A tad.
Well, I think it needs to be upside down. I think it's you're just getting air there.
Yeah.
Nothing.
What do you mean upside down?
It's hamster technology. The water needs to be full of water so that it's coming down the tube, and then when you're biting it, you're letting it out.
No, but you can't have that upside down, can you?
Well,
that just wouldn't fit. You can't, because it's got to be near your mouth.
But isn't it supposed to be somewhere and it's on a tube?
No,
I don't know, but that is how that works.
That can't be upside down. This has got to be, it's a tube near your mouth, so you can take it while you're running.
And the tube goes down into it, yeah, so you should be able to get it.
Yeah, it's weird. Wait, let me have another go.
Have another go. Yeah, this path here on the left, we don't go that way. That was my mistake last time.
Oh, no.
Any luck?
Sort of got a bit, but it feels... It's obviously something I'm going to have to experiment with.
Does it taste kind of rubbery?
It tastes fine, but it's something I'm going to have to experiment with around the house, obviously.
Yeah, I think if it doesn't taste rubbery, you're not getting it properly. You really want to be drinking the plastic. Well, while you're sorting that out, I'm going to have one of these salt sticks.
Mm.
Do you want one? Ow! Bit my thumbnail back.
I could try it, couldn't I? Yeah.
Yeah. Here you go, China salt sticks.
Cheers. So you're just taking me one, do you?
Jesus.
Well, do you swallow them?
It says, no, you put it in your mouth, it's going to be tasty. It's seriously lemon lime. Mm. It says here, take 2 tablets. Do you want 2?
No, just
every
that we
15
want.
To 30 minutes during physical activity for up to 50 tablets a day. Do not exceed the recommended dose.
Wow,
I mean, that's very likely to happen today.
You'd have to be going to want you to exceed the recommended dose.
I like them though. Nom nom nom. That is evocative, that flavour. Makes it harder for podcasters, doesn't it?
My first salt tablet. No, that is quite nice, actually.
Yeah. Lemon and lime flavour salt sticks. I am going to have 2 next time.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
It's nice to have one on either side of you.
Oh, all right, yeah.
So, coming out of Lee Common, as the road bends right there, we're going to go straight on.
Cool.
Keep having to look for this bit on the map. Actually, go either way, we'll go straight on, to be sure. Still climbing, but
so I'm getting
eventually we're going to drop down.
I'm getting a sense of how, what it's going to feel like with a rucksack.
Yeah.
Just makes it, not. It's not loads harder, but you definitely feel it though, don't you?
Yeah.
And it's going to be 4 times as heavy, so.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling any irritation though. It's nice, it fits snug.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It makes a difference, doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. I'm distracted because I'm looking for something here that doesn't look like someone's driveway.
All right.
We probably should have gone across that field. You're definitely officially allowed to go straight on here, but you see what I mean? It's like we're going into someone's house.
Yeah, sort of.
Let's give it a go.
Should we give it a go? Yeah.
It's really beautiful though.
Yeah, this is a really nice garden.
Yeah. Back door's open, you pop in.
Yeah.
I was never here.
I really like this house.
Oh, I'd get some porridge on the hob. I'll try this.
Yeah. Nah. We managed to circumnavigate that. Back out in the country again, sort of, on the way out.
Yep. So, out of Lee Common, out at the Lee.
Yeah.
We're now on the, you said it, the Chiltern Link.
Right.
And we're going to follow it to King's Ash. And there we're going to drop down on the escarpment through the woods.
Oh, nice.
But there's a little pond there if you want to have a little swim first.
So it's a, is it more downhill the second half, is it? It's not a crazy uphill run, is it? Let's face it.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
If I remember rightly, the way this works is we drop downhill at about 6-ish.
Right.
Very roughly.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep right. And get down to Wendover, which sits at the bottom of the Chilterns.
Wendover Woods, home of the Wendover 50, of course.
Keep going, I'll catch you, just checking them up. And come on, Lee Corner. I can never find this bit on the map. Yes. Yeah, there's an event in Wendover Woods, isn't there?
Yes, there is, yeah.
It's the 10 in 10. You just do the same 10 miles.
Yeah, over 5 and over. Times, yeah.
It's 5 times 5 and 10. 5, 10, 10, 5. If 5 times 10, 16 kilometres times... Anyway, I haven't done it.
No.
Anyway,
no,
you
run through the night.
You get to Wendover and then we're going to go up a hill that isn't on our route. So we go left out of Wendover, gently up the hill to the viewpoint and the obelisk. And then back down. And then you follow the Chilterns. But we'll go along behind them very gently for a while. Then do quite a pull.
Sneak up on them, right.
And then go along the top of them, kind of for the rest of the way.
Nice.
Till we drop Sounds down at the fun. End to... Kring!
Yeah, I got the distances for the Sable.
Yeah, tell
six,
it.
6 days.
Yeah.
First day, 31 kilometres.
Yeah.
Second day, 42. Third, 85.
Oh! Hello! 85K on day 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a moment.
Fourth, 42, and then it's like up and down the ladder. Then the fourth day's 42, then 30, then the last day's 21.
Yeah.
So
it's just easy the last day then. Isn't
yeah, the
it?
Last day
easy,
easy, really easy. By that, especially by that stage, because you'll be really fit then.
Yeah, really warmed up.
Yeah.
Done your training on the route.
Nah. And it's the longest one they've ever done. So that's nice.
They made it longer, especially yeah. for you. Yeah, that's yeah. great news.
Yeah.
Just what you want.
Cheers, fellas. Monsieur, pas de problème.
Longtemps pour you.
Longtemps pour toi.
Longtemps perdu. That means something completely different.
Yeah. I quite like to brush up on my few French phrases, just to...
Angry ones.
Yeah, just to tickle me, if nothing else, when I'm doing it. I want to be really nice to the people at the aid stations. I'm going to chunk it down from station to station. It's 10... There's a aid station every 10, 12 kilometres.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it.
It's the only way to do it. That's exactly yeah. what Lisa was talking about last week. It's funny because I'm kind of resisting the urge. It'll all come out in the end. But resisting the urge to talk about all my family memories of walking along.
Do it.
Walking in the places like this with my mum and dad and stuff when I was younger. Yeah. I remember when I was on a walking holiday with them in France.
Yeah.
When I was in my teens. And we had a day off.
Yeah.
And we went on quite a long walk in the country. A lovely lane through the woods. And we saw a sign and it said, Chien Michel.
Chien Michel.
Well, chien is dog.
Dog, yeah.
We don't know what Michel means, you know.
Nasty.
Loose.
Oh, really?
Don't know, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we carried on.
Rabid.
Eventually, we did actually get to, there was a guy, he had like a strimmer.
Yeah.
Outside a house.
Yeah.
And the dog, it was an Alsatian. And it was really aggressive, really yeah, scary.
Yeah, nice, nice.
Came and stood in front of us and went,
nice. Yeah.
And he stood there looking at us.
Yeah.
Without turning his strimmer off. So his dog was going,
yeah.
And the strimmer was going, eh.
Hello, mate.
We were like, hi.
Friendly locals.
Don't kill us. And anyway, later we got back to the hotel and thence the phrase book, méchant, evil, nasty,
oh,
unfriendly,
wow. yeah.
violent,
nice.
Wrong, avoid,
cheers, yeah.
never, nemesis, Sauron.
yeah. Maybe do something about the dog, mate.
Yeah, I think that if we'd known
you
what it
bothered.
Meant, we would not have been there.
Yeah.
Chilton Link, we are so on it. What do you think?
You used to go walking around here loads then, did you?
Yeah, totally.
As a kid, this is your...
Yeah. It's my... you know, all such. The country stuff ends up in the Lake District, really, was aspirational West London
yeah.
working class getting out of town, you know?
Yes, yeah.
My nan and granddad on my dad's side, who were essentially Victorians... in spirit and yeah. life experience and home decor.
Yeah.
I think my granddad, maybe between the wars, came out to Great Missenden and had a fantastic time and just had that in his head as
the place to go. Yeah.
So they used to visit there. And then when I was young, we lived in West London, which was already a step in that direction. You know, the families were from Fulham and Greenford. And we moved out to Heston near Heathrow
nice.
Airport and everything.
Yeah, okay.
And then on a Sunday,
little migration out.
We'd come to a place like this and we'd do something always exactly like this, only slower.
Just
see, I think we don't want to go that way. Do you check the map?
You don't want to go that way.
Chilton Link.
You think you want to go this way?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Just being sure, went through those woods, came across those. Yeah, straight on. But is there a straight on? There isn't, is there? Don't want to turn off. I think we're going through that gap. See,
okay,
yes,
yeah.
look at the way the footprints stop.
Right.
So, yeah, they'd come up here. And it's just so funny because I really do love it. But it has to be noted that, you know, throughout the teenage years, me and then, no, so my brother and then me would be like, I don't want to.
Yes, of course. Of course you wouldn't want to.
Yeah. So, but then in the end...
No kid does really at that age, do they?
And in the
very,
end,
very few.
We moved here.
Yeah.
And so my brother had just left home. And when I was 13, we moved out to a village, which is just the other side of the Chilton. So it's the whole... It's the dream. It's the daring dream. And Yeah, I think my dad loved it. He just, you know, he loved getting the map out. Although he'd always get lost. Nice, imagine that. And we'd have fun with the following instructions in the walkbook, but taking the mickey out of the person who wrote it. Aiming for pubs, you know.
Yeah,
pubs
are such a blooming dream. I can imagine you can have a really nice, lazy weekend going from pub to pub, chilling out around here.
Back in the day, of course, on a Sunday.
Back in the day.
Opening hours are really strict.
Back in the day.
Sometimes you get to a pub just when it was still open.
Yeah.
For lunch. Yeah. Oh, my God. This is amazing. And then, of course, again, totally naturally, the number of times you'd end up with it taking too long and coming down. Because we did it all through the winter as well.
Right. Oh, really?
So we had this book called Walks in the South
Devoted.
Downs. Yeah. Quite far away to drive to. And the setter was a little bit optimistic about the distances. So your average 5-mile walk in there was more like 7.
Right.
And a number of times, just coming out of the woods in the pitch black to get in a car and get home for, you know, get home for dinner.
Cheers, Dad.
8:45 when it's school and work the next morning. But we loved it. It was really good. So, this is exactly that, only with running. Funnily enough, I was watching Landscape Artist of the Year. And they went to Bucklers Hard in the New Forest. And my mum and dad loved it down there as well. I think they went to Bucklers Hard when they were first going out. It's a very beautiful little place where Nelson had his boats built. And then they took me back when I was little for a walk. I remember my dad, there was a sign saying, residents only. And he made up a comedy song about it. Great days. Great days. So
the sun's about baking again now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Baking heat.
Thank goodness for that salt tablet.
Yeah.
Changed everything.
Yeah, I'm a bit perplexed by it. I'm going to have to obviously research how these are meant to work.
Yeah, in short term.
Because this just isn't working.
You've got to make sure you access that water.
Yeah. I'll get there.
I haven't had any yet, but I did drink half a litre on the train.
Yeah.
And I was saying to Paul, I didn't want to drink that too early because it's a long train journey. And last time I did this, I got into difficulties.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was on
the train. Well, that'd be okay because there's loads of toilets on the train, surely.
There's no toilets on the train. 41 minutes on the train. My bladder is very full on the train. I had to come up with a way to do it on the train.
What happened?
If you,
did you find a method?
Yeah. A big coffee cup.
Yeah. Cost the
at
coffee.
Chesham Station.
Don't!
I won't reuse it.
Yeah. No!
And that's all I'm going to say about that. That's a good bird.
Yeah, really nice.
What are you doing, you two idiots? You pair of bloody idiots. Can't even work a water bottle. So, yeah, someone asked this morning, you've given us a definitive answer. Has Paul used his water bra yet? No. He's got a hamster bottle, and it doesn't work.
I'm sure it must be something to do with the end there.
Yeah.
Weird. Oh, my. Yeah. This is what it's about, isn't it? Finding out. Best to find out now.
Yeah.
In the Chilterns.
Yeah.
Than gasping for water in the middle of the Sahara.
Excuse me, monsieur.
Yeah.
Je monsieur. Ne avais pas. Oh.
Une ambulance pour le monsieur.
At any point during the last...
Oh, God.
What's...
Horses.
What's French for 150 kilometres? It's horses in a field.
Horses.
Horses. It's a Kelsey you got to worry about, mate. It's a Kelsey you got to worry about.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
Should exotic. Supernatural
easy
creatures.
Easy to spot this as well. Chilton Link. Yeah, I can see exactly where we are. We're going to get to
we're doing
across
all right.
the road. It's going to be great. I wonder if Paul would notice if I took these glasses that are in my hand and that I'm not using
and put
them in an unused side of his...
I'm sure you can do that. You want to do that, yeah?
Oh, I don't know.
Topple me over with the added weight.
Yeah, we should be gradually increasing the weight. Let's gradually increase that. There you go.
It's like Buckaroo.
Or as Rod Gilbert used to say, Buckaroo.
Buckaroo.
Do you remember his material about Buckaroo?
I don't remember it.
I think
no.
It was a ferret stapled inside a box.
Right.
Don't worry, no animals were harmed during the joke. But the funniest thing about it was that he repeatedly said, Buckaroo.
Buckaroo. It's good to see him back.
Yeah.
Back on the circuit.
Yeah, that's right.
Making him laugh. Doing his thing.
Look at this. Suddenly you get back to society. It's generally horses, isn't it, when we get to places?
Sort of a lot of horse for you. A lot of horse action.
Thank you.
Oh, all right.
Literally just about to say to you, obviously it's here, I just want to check, but she didn't let that happen.
Almost bossy, wasn't it?
He was.
Sort of helpful.
And you can
stroke
see
bossy.
Through
the gate, turn left.
Yeah, through the gate, turn left. Yeah. All right.
Go away. I'm sure they get that so many times, though. People looking confused there.
Yeah, and also, to be fair to her, the last time I did this run, I'd already been quite badly lost twice.
Right.
Yeah. I can tell you that now.
Mary Stirk.
Oh, it's a kissing gate.
Here we go. I'm just going to do it. I found out it works.
He's got it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll try and describe technically what Paul did there. He used the clockwise wrist action to remove the upper covering.
Yeah.
And then he used a kind of gradient, kind of lifted the water bottle and then tipped it at an angle to the point where the water flowed.
Yeah, I took the top off.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Took the top off. That'll work.
Not so much.
Tomkinson found a way to access
hydration.
Water over...
Just drinking out of a bottle of water.
Rather than negates the point of the whole exercise, haven't
it? We're in about 10 minutes, innit? Drinking more out of a bottle. Hydration pack, experiment one.
Hydration pack unlocked.
Unsuccessful.
Over.
Tell you what I'm going to do. Just have a little drink out of my bottle.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, nice.
Sweet,
nice.
Refreshing
Sweet,
tube water. Nom nom nom.
Nom 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 nom.
Plastic water bra water from straight under my own pits.
So how many miles have we done now? What are we on? What do you reckon?
Yeah, that's a great question. I lost my phone weeks ago.
All right, fair
enough. Oh, I can tell you that. Have a guess. You're good at that.
I would say about 6.5 maybe.
There's a red kite up there on the right, so cover your eyes. Six and a bit.
Right.
And same pace, we're running... just ahead of 15 minute miles.
Right.
Morning magpies. So.
Wow.
In fact, I
would say. That's really slow, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's how long it takes, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
It's another experiment.
Yeah.
And I would also say, not going to press stop or anything, but I suppose it's a good time to wrap up this week's episode.
Okay.
And then before we carry on, before we go through that gate, anything to say about the run so far for our dear listeners?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's just sorting out. I need some water.
Yeah.
People that could send some water. The backpack's heavier than I thought, even though it's really light compared to what I'm going to be doing at the Marathon de Sable.
Yeah.
And we're running way slower than I thought.
Yeah,
even though we're probably running a bit faster than it will be in the Marathon de Sable.
Again, it's interesting.
So again, these are lessons.
Genuinely finding stuff out.
Yeah,
the nice thing about the slow running is it's not a choice, is it? You were just running at the speed we're running.
Yeah, totes.
No two ways about it. So thanks for listening so far. The adventure will continue.
Send help.
If you're playing bingo, if I just do your scores, we've done the policeman once.
Yep.
We've been annoyed by a stranger once.
Yep.
Paul has come up his kit at least twice.
Yeah.
I haven't got us lost yet, and neither of us have fallen over.
No, we've been fine. We're fine so far.
Oh, and we haven't been attacked by dogs.
Chien méchant, méchant.
Méchant, le chien méchant est dans le
field. Monsieur méchant, méchant.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to us on Acast Plus now for ad-free listening and more.
Happy running. Love you.
Kiss, kiss.